Blog Talk Radio.
We the voices behind the faith of the Hawaiian nation, the Hawaiian race. Rise for justice, the day has come for all our people to stand as one. E ala e, e ala e.
Hey, aloha, everybody. This is KP over here, and for the first time in 2 months, this is a new broadcast, if you want to call it that, on KP Radio Hawaii. And there's just me and, well, there's Myra. Myra's in the room at 12:30 tonight, so this morning. And we'll see if she has anything to add to what I'm going to talk about. And yeah, there's been a lot going on, and definitely some of the things that, of course, a lot of things I've been posting have been about Q and things like that, which is great. There's a lot of exposure going on and all that, and all this and all that. But you know, sometimes you know, the political business is not my business. And it's not mine to spend a lot of time with that. And it's just one of those things. So we just sort of take care of it one day at a time and let all that stuff unfold. And then, you know, everything will kind of work out. So so we just kind of take one step at a time and keep moving along, and you know, we just keep doing what we are here to do. And you know, it's kind of a just a one moment at a time deal, where it's unfolding right before our eyes. So yeah, so there is a lot going on, and let's just one thing I did want to talk about was the what happened about 1 month ago, which was the mission on Maui, and which was on the 28th through the what was that? That was the 28th. Through the 30th. And so that was a pretty fascinating calling to go out there and to, I knew that there was something being asked to be done, and it really had to do with an expanding illumination process. So it worked from Kilauea through, you know, we've done work at Kilauea, then that was over in May. That kind of fit, that the whole thing finished in May, I felt. And so there was part of it was connecting the Big Island, the Mauna Kea, Mauna Loa, and Hualalai portal, which I call a Stargate. And it's like a very strong galactic stargate, very strong. But I felt it had to be connected to the Haleakala on Maui, and there was something about an expanding illumination for the planet. And, you know, that was kind of the main reason I felt that I was going there, was to help connect that and to, you know, Maui is, Haleakala is the house of the sun, house of the light. And so I really felt it was my thing to do. So in any event, fortunately, there are good coffee shops over there and there are good mocha places. So mainly Sip Me coffee. But I went there and I realized the 28th was an 11 day if you add up all the digits of 8282018. You add those digits up and that becomes, when you reduce it down, it becomes an 11. Pardon me. And then the 29th was an 11. So all these are triple 11s. And on the 28th, I was guided to do an 11:11 p.m. Part of it. That was a part of it. Then afterwards, there was an 0011 on the 29th. So, and a lot of you, I'm sure anybody who's looked at some of the videos, and I've talked about it, or I've written about it a little bit, that, you know, when I went up on Haleakala, I saw this path. I was the only one up there. And 11:11 p.m. And just before that, I walked up this path. It's a fairly short path, and it was all the way up to the top. And then all of a sudden, you know, for me, ceremonies don't take a long time. They don't have to take 20 minutes to do a ceremony. In this case, that's not my thing. My name means lightning. Kawila means lightning. And for me, the ceremonies are like lightning too. They kind of strike, we do them, and then we get out. So for me, this thing happened quickly, and then somehow, as possible, I was being influenced. I don't know. I didn't feel like I was being influenced, but I just got off the path, the little rocky path or stone path that was laid out. I got off that path when I went on my way back. I just knew I needed to get out of there right away. And as it turns out, in the end, I did get a couple scratches on my leg. And so at that time, it was no big deal. And I'm going to, you know, I'm just not going to talk a lot about it. But this whole thing was once that was done, and then the second one happened, not at the same place, but it was at a different location. It happened at the 29th. You know, 8:29, that's an 11, and 2018, that's an 11, and then to happen at 1:1, that was another 11. So that was a triple 11. And then the one that happened on 8:28, an 11 total number, add up the date, number is 11, and then it was 11:11 p.m. So that was a triple 11. And then it was followed up at 11:11 a.m. on the 29th. So that was a 29 on the 29th, that's 11, and 2018, that's an 11, and then 11:11, so that's a quadruple 11. And I very much, that was actually carried out at Ho'okipa Beach area, and it was, again, a very short ceremony, and it took place where I could see Haleakala, I could connect with the energy. And all I could tell was, I don't remember what I said at the time, but I can tell you right now, I saw a massive illumination come into the planet, and I can't describe it exactly, but it was a very strong, very powerful illumination of kind of going within the planet. So you know, that was a very important thing to, you know, a lot was accomplished there. And that, you know, the massive influx of light, which came through Haleakala, through the portal of Haleakala, from the, you know, and all this and all that, all these stargates and things, I get confused with them sometimes. But it also went into the planet. It was going into the planet and out to all humanity that was that is living on the planet. So, in my view, it was primarily for the planet, but it's possible that there's more to it than that. So, you know, all humans that were on the planet have sort of got a big blast of light that is now coming into them, whether they like it or not. So that was a pretty neat deal. So afterwards, when I finished that, I went to a couple places. I went to the one morning I went to Lahaina. For one afternoon, I went to Lahaina to kind of swim over there, and I didn't like my, anyway, the usual place I go, I didn't go. So I went to this beach, I call it Ian Fleming. I don't know what it's a Fleming beach. And it turns out it was very nice, except the water was a little bit dirty. So it's possible that's where I got an infection or something entered my body through those leg deals, my leg cuts. And what they, you know, the cuts were not very big, but it's possible that's where it came in. But then that day passed, and I continued to treat the, you know, cuts like I usually do. I have tea tree oil and plus some, you know, it's tea tree plus what else is in there? I think it's clove oil in another oil, carrier oil. A lot of times I'll put that on. So I didn't really notice much over there. And finally, the last morning or the last full day that I was there, I went to Kihei, to a beach on Kihei, which I felt very strongly attracted to, and was greeted by a turtle, by a honu. And that really kind of closed everything off very nicely. Actually, there was one more morning there, and that was it. So when I got back, it was for about a week, I guess it was, a week and a half, I was continuing to just treat this leg cuts, and apparently it just didn't really get much better. And then I finally started putting some stronger things on it, like I have MMS, which is Miracle Mineral Solution, and I mixed some of that up, and I put that on a few nights, but then it just kept getting more and more and more, and my leg started to hurt. My lower leg, the muscle, started to hurt. Once the pain got so great that I really, when I get up in the morning, I couldn't walk. I had to support myself. I couldn't walk on my left leg for just for a period of time. If I got out and tried to walk just normally, eventually it was comfortable to walk and I could do that. But once it got to that level, then I kind of sent an email out to a few people who I know were involved in healing and was kind of sharing that. And then one of them, CL in North Carolina, Asheville, North Carolina, she had started to do a new treatment program, which she had already worked with me on, this kind of a treatment program for my lungs and everything. She helped me out. It was naturopathic and energetic at the same time. So that has improved quite a bit since working with her. But also she kind of looked at, she said, well, we're working with you and you've improved quite a bit since we've been working on you. But she and one other person, in fact, two other people, one who lives close to me here and saw this big red circle open stuff, you know, he said, you know, you might want to just, I think you need to go to an allopathic doctor and get that taken care of. So anyway, that happened, on the 10th. That's when I went to see the doctor. Now, one of the other parts that was playing into this was I really felt strongly that on the 11th, on September 11th, I was supposed to be on Kauai. That's what part of me felt. And I had already made, I guess, signed up to fly over there on the 10th, and I had my car, a rental car reserved for 2 days, 3 days, and had bought the Hawaiian air ticket over there. And then it got to be, you know, the ninth, the night of the night before, and I just knew that I wasn't gonna, this was not, this, I had to take care of the body. And so, so, you know, made my calls and everything was, you know, canceled and everything like that. And they understood, and I told them it was all this and all that. So those details, you know, have taken care of themselves. I also don't feel that that mission was necessary. And so when that happened, you know, I kind of looked at the whole thing and looked at the energetics of the whole deal. And I realized, I said, well, I don't think I need to go to Kauai right now. And with my body the way it is, I said, that's not going to happen. And perhaps the planet is not ready for it. Because what happens in Kauai, you know, Kauai is a, at Kalalau, that's my very special space. At Kalalau Valley, it's a place, you know, it's like a place, where I feel whatever the ceremony is calling for, it flows through the valley to the rest of the planet. There's something, again, an amplifying factor that happens. It goes, kind of goes down the valley. When you're standing at the top, you see down the valley, and it just, there's something powerful about it. And, you know, so it's one of those deals that it does have to be at the proper time and the, you know, the proper place, proper time. And that kind of a deal is just, I kind of feel like, that perhaps the planet was not ready. So, you know, it wasn't ready for me to come over, and perhaps that's why I got the leg issue. So all this kind of stuff is, the whole thing is, you know, again, very important to follow, you know, one's own higher discernment. And, you know, that's kind of the thing with, and I think that's very important these days, you know, in all matters, and not to force, you know. That to me was a very important lesson for the non-Kauai mission. You know, it's like, do not force. Do not force anything. And it's a very important principle that, you know, there's a part of me, and it could be whatever we're going to call the lower masculine ego, that says, oh, I got to go. I made the arrangements, and I can do it. Even though my leg hurts a little bit, I'll get through it okay, and blah, blah, blah. And then it was very clear to me that, you know, it got to a point where I said, you know, I'm taking care of the body. So let's see where we're at right now in the show. We got about 10 minutes left in the regular 30 minutes, and then we might go over. This whole thing, again, a lot of, a lot of unveilings are happening, and, these things that are happening, all over the place. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of people are going to be very surprised. And a lot of people just aren't going to be able to believe it right away, that there's been so much, primarily right now, of course, I believe the ascension process or the, you know, correction process is, you know, currently in the U.S. And there's certainly it encompasses other places, but primarily it's in the U.S. right now. So that part is very, very important. And, you know, everybody can have their own view of it. I can tell you, all I can tell you is that from my view, essentially the perfect people are in place for this to happen. And it is happening. There's no doubt that this is happening. And unfortunately, for some people, it's going to be a difficult just opening of the mind, you know. It's going to, no matter what is presented, I'm sure a lot of people will just shut it off and say, oh, that couldn't happen, and, you know, all this and all that. So hold on just a moment. I'm going to take a short sip here. Ooh, got anise tea, a little bit of cinnamon in it, a little bit of clove. Oh, that's a great tea. You know, it's okay. It's okay, whatever it takes, you know, as these unveilings happen. one of the things I was going to mention was about, you know, the Q posts and about what's happening with those. And, of course, there are a lot of, you know, Q posts happening. And it's kind of a deal where, you know, it's kind of a deal where these things that are going on, it's like there's so much. Some days there's just so much. There's just so much that it is almost impossible to keep up with. And so, you know, we just have to be patient and, again, allow these things to flow. Allow these things to flow, and just the other part of this is that for me is important, and that I'm kind of practicing, is that I am not really getting involved in if people are going, you know, well, this is crazy and that's crazy, and look at Donald Trump and how unprofessional he is and all this and all that. I just kind of let that. Just let it pass, and I don't try and confront people about it. You know, they can have whatever, you know, live with whatever belief system they have that's comfortable for them. And most of the people I know over here who are you know, kind of into it, they, from what I can tell, they do the same thing. You know, but we're not afraid to talk about it. We're not afraid to talk about it out in the open. And, you know, we just allow it to happen. And if people don't get it, they don't have to get it the same way we get it. Fortunately, you know, I do have people I can talk to. And that's kind of a neat deal. I think the whole thing. And maybe some people don't agree with this, but I just say, you know, dealing with non-Q people, or, you know, or anti-Q, you know, it's the same principle as before with the, you know, where we're going and what our higher discernment says. Do not force anything. That's my view on it. And it doesn't matter. You know, people can try and force it, but the more you try and force it, this thing is going to be, as I understand it, you know, this apocalypse, and apocalypse, of course, means unveiling. this apocalypse is so, it's really a process, but it's so massive that, you know, it's so massive that, you know, you don't have to force, you don't have to do anything, in my view. You don't have to do anything, you know, to convince people. And to me, some people might not agree with that, but I tell you, that's kind of what, you know, it's all going to come out, all the stuff that needs to come out. And, you know, I'm basically, my body was born in the United States and it was now living in the Kingdom of Hawaii. I recognize that. But, you know, there's this whole thing that's going on right now is it's a massive corruption that has taken place over decades. And, of course, we know there's the source of it's not just one president or another president, but it's a whole group, a whole platform of people and organizations formed. And then, of course, you get the CIA being formed, you know, George Bush Sr. being ahead of that for a while. And then the whole thing, it's like the picture is so big, you know, and you have higher levels here, different levels of the whole thing. So, you know, I think it's very, very important, again, to not force anything and, let those who are here, who are here to do the work, let them do the work. So, you know, just let them do it. And I'm not here to do certain parts of it. I would not, you know, and there are people in the political realm, you know, the DC political realm. And so, you know, a lot of very nice appearing people are going to be kind of sort of taking a dive, you know, and they're going down, or they're going to, you know, cut deals and things like that. And this has all been predicted by the announcements of Q. And so these are, and you know, precise to the second connections with all this. And so it's like, you know, that's a whole other deal. I don't have to convince anybody about those things. It's just kind of like, it's my thing. I do enjoy following Q. I know a lot of people who do not, some people do not follow Q. Benjamin Fulford doesn't. I think some of the other people, they don't really pay any attention to that. They pay attention to their own intelligence and their own sources. So so that's great too. I did say, you know, the title of this one is New Time, New Phase. Well, you know, it's a brand new time, you know, to stay, you know, it's a new time to, you know, I won't say refresh, that's not the word I want, to refresh the connection, you know, with higher self. And it's also a, when I said new time, new phase, it's a new phase for the planet. And, you know, it's a new phase for the planet because this cleansing, you know, the cleansing that's occurring right now and starting, is going to lead to a new planet, a new planetary phase. And who knows what's going to happen. So it's kind of a thing where you just got to take it one step at a time. And I'm not, you know, I want it to happen rapidly, but I know a lot of people do, but we just kind of let it go and we let it play out. So and allow the things to come in that need to come in. So I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm going to play Brudda Is, A-L-A. Again, this is Sovereignty Song, Inner Sovereignty, and we can celebrate with this song. We can celebrate what's happening right now, all the apocalypses that are really taking place and that are here for the benefit of all humanity. So aloha, we'll talk later, and enjoy A'ala'e.
We the warriors born to live, what the land is she can give, defend our birthright to be free, give our children liberty. A'ala'e, 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 a'ala'e